Welcome to Cinecraft, the show where we watch bad movies and force you to watch them with us. Well, we can't actually force you with the law, but screw it, you're at home, so you're really forced to watch this with us today. And joining me today because of COVID is my wife.
Hey. You sounded real excited about me being here, by the way.
It's not that. We are at a point where no one else, it's going to be me and you for like possibly the entire run of Christmas, with the exception of like three episodes. So good luck, everyone.
I mean, you're only kind of sick of me. Maybe they're not entirely sick of me yet.
I should make this clear, and not like just this show. I mean, like every show that we have, like the TBK Live and Cinecrap and probably the Winos and
I'm not doing that one.
Welcome to today it is Thanksgiving. We're actually recording this right after the Macy's Day Parade.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And I have a pop-up. No, we're good. I hope you're having a great holiday. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you are I hope you didn't make the trip and you sacrificed just so we can have this time next year with everyone.
Yes. Hopefully This is a bad holiday. This is a bad holiday. Things really suck. We got to see my grandparents from afar last night as we picked up a fried turkey.
You're going to hear a story from that episode later, but not in this one.
We got to see them momentarily to pick up a turkey.
And that was
it. We did not get to have our big Thanksgiving with all of the folks, and it's really sad, and it makes me a little sad. She attempted to send us home with numerous pies that I'm not entirely sure why she had 8 pies in her house. But we did not come home with 8 pies. We came home with 1, so victory there.
Which is a really good pie.
It is a very good pie, but that is an actual victory there. So bonus points for us. We came home with 1 turkey and 1 pie and not 15,000 things.
It's a miracle. It's a Thanksgiving miracle. And speaking of Thanksgiving miracles, today we're watching Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special because we have to do this.
I cannot remember ever watching the Thanksgiving special.
Cue it up on our Apple TV Plus, everyone. Just get that ready to go.
I know that I've seen It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I know that one.
Which Charlie Brown just get rocks the entire time.
I don't remember that part.
That's funny as shit.
And I know that I've seen the 1 Peanuts Christmas special with the poopy tree.
Yeah.
And we have that
tree. You mean the Rockefeller tree? Yeah, no, that's...
also addressed on another show.
Yeah, no, that's coming
up. At a later date.
25 Days of Christmas, too.
I know I've seen the Christmas special with the poopy tree. I know there's a second Christmas special that I don't know that I've seen.
So the Peanuts... Okay, so usually there's... And there's a Valentine's Day one, too. I think there's a New Year's, there's a Valentine's, and there's a summer one. There's, I think, 10 or 12 Peanuts cartoons that the only reason I know there's 2 Christmas cartoons is because of Freeform. That's
it.
Of
course it is.
Because at the time, well, ABC Family or Fox Family, I don't remember which one it was at the time, but one of them would always show the other one. And because I never knew. So the reason we're doing these on Cinecrap is because they got pulled from network TV. Apple bought the streaming rights.
People got pissed.
And because people were so pissed and we doubled down, we're doubling down again. But because people are so pissed, PBS is like, we'll show them. Well, they made a deal with Apple to show them. The ratings were shit, which tells me that no one remembered what night this was on.
Yeah, nobody actually cared. They just wanted to complain about things.
Yeah, it's definitely the tradition of the internet.
It's not that they actually wanted to watch it. It's that they were just angry that they couldn't.
Yeah.
You didn't actually want to see it. You just wanted it to be available.
Fucking dick and shits.
This is the guy that wants to be able to cheat but doesn't want his girlfriend to break up with him. I wouldn't have slept with her if I thought you were going to leave me. That's what this is. Is it not? Tell me it's not.
You're not wrong.
Tell me it's not. I didn't actually want this. I just wanted to know that it was there.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely it. Because there's a lot of people who wouldn't want. I rained down hard on that one woman who was like, this is the straw that broke the 2020 back. I'm like, really?
Of all of the things.
Like,
it's
this
the
is
Peanuts
it?
Specials?
This is the worst thing that's happened in 2020? Go fuck yourself.
If this is the worst thing in your life, I need to trade places with you, please.
Yeah, gladly, in a heartbeat, I will trade you places. You come do my job, I'll do your job, which I'm assuming your job's probably just staying at home reading QAnon bullshit anyway. So that's where we are in life.
Yeah.
Before we get started, really quick, I hope you have that queued up and ready to go. We are paused as soon as you see Lucy. So,
1 second in.
Yeah, 1 second in. Before we tell you to hit play, check out randomevolve.store. Black Friday sale going to be dropping tomorrow. Woo. And 20% off of everything but the new pre-order. And you can pre-order The Enforcer by Brian Tan right now. Randomevolve.store. Pick up some shirts. Pick up some books. Pick up a Nutsy. Whatever you want to do. Randomevolve.store. Our 25 Days of Christmas is right around the corner for TBK Magazine. And we keep promising Cinecrap episodes, but being that it's really hard to get people to do episodes right now, and that is not a lack for trying.
And being that we didn't have internet for several days last
week.
Oh, yeah,
last week sucked. We'll talk about, if you listen to live, you're going to hear all about that later. We're trying.
I'm sorry.
3 fucking days of no internet. Do you know how hard it is to survive now, especially when all of your entertainment's through the internet?
And all of your business is through the internet?
Yeah, no. I was like, what the fuck do I do?
I can't go to work. But, well, you can't. I can. I went to work. You couldn't go to work.
I couldn't even walk into my office because there was no internet. I had to go back to the day of using DV fucking Ds. Do you know how prehistoric I felt using DVDs?
On a PS4?
On a PlayStation 4. Oh.
When you could have played several other games.
I couldn't
play
half the games we have because they required internet.
You have games that don't require internet.
If you guys want to, if anybody wants to send me a PS5, though, tvkmagazine@gmail.com. All right.
Just because we didn't get the pre-order.
Oh, my God. And fuck it. We'll talk about that online.
Eventually.
All right. So if you have this queued up, we are ready to go. I don't remember watching this one in a bunch of years. I don't even think I've. I might have been like 8.
Looks dirty.
Seriously, what does Pigpen smell like? Like, is it just dirt, or is it like dirt and shit? Like, at some point, there
does he smell like a Pigpen?
I really think it's corn chips and like shit. I just think it's Fritos and poo, and that's the smell. Like, anybody knows what I'm talking about, there's this body odor smell that's so fucking bad. It just has, like, this distinct odor, and if you open up a bag of corn chips, like, go open a bag of Fritos, and if a human smells like that, they don't bathe. Like, is that Pigpen? Alright.
I don't know.
We're gonna riddle this one to all hell. We're gonna do another episode of Cinecrap before the end of the weekend. We have made that decision.
Yes.
We are doing High School Musical because of our tournament. Go vote in that. Second round tomorrow.
I'm not excited about doing High School Musical.
We watched it last week just to make sure we remembered it.
And we didn't.
No, we didn't. We'll talk about that on our next episode of Cinecrap. All right. It is time to watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
Yep.
My God. All right. In 3, 2, 1, hit that play button. Hey.
And here we are with the football thing.
Right out the gate. So there's a Family Guy sketch where that she pulls away the football and Peter comes running in there and just punches her right in the face going, "You're going to let Charlie Brown kick the goddamn football. And I know you're not a real psychiatrist either."
Oh, Lord. You have to feel bad for him. And this poor kid has to have a concussion, right?
I mean, I still think he's got the Caillou syndrome. So, yeah,
I mean, I believe it.
Could Charlie Brown and Caillou be related?
Didn't we figure out where Charlie Brown is, like, set?
Minnesota?
I'm not entirely sure where Caillou is.
I was going to make a terrible joke. I'm going to refrain. It's too early.
Is it the Caillou cancer joke?
It was. I was going to say.
You're going to make the Caillou cancer joke.
Is it a cancer award? I mean, it's...
Is that where you were going with this?
Also, I still want to know Charlie Brown's hairstyle. Is this a fucking, like... Is this thing in the front a fucking eyebrow? Like, what the fuck is it?
No, because he's got eyebrows. It looks like...
But at the eyebrows...
Bangs?
It...
Is it supposed to be a single bang? Because, like, it looks fluffy from the front, but then it looks like a single hair, like, curved out on the side?
It's just, like... What if this is just 2 long eyebrow hairs that curl in the front? Like, you know how I have that one eyebrow hair that fucks and pisses you off that gets, like, turned a different way and is, like, 6 feet long?
I don't understand how you even get that, because I, like, I feel like I look at you close up often and, like, your eyebrows look fine, and then one day it's like you have an eyebrow hair that's 4 feet long.
Snoopy has now harvested some mail-in ballots.
Oh, God. Where is Caillou set?
Hell. Just fucking hell.
I mean, I would believe that. I absolutely hate Caillou. 17 Pine Street. It runs along the Canada-U.S. border.
Minnesota?
Which means some people are on the U.S. side and some people are on the Canada side.
Minnesota? They're in the sentence. He's in the Canadian side of the town that they're in.
I mean, maybe.
Makes a fuck ton of sense. Oh, my God. The side characters in the Charlie Brown cartoons fucking suck.
All of the characters in the Charlie Brown cartoons suck, except for Snoopy.
Linus is okay. Snoopy's awesome. Woodstock is the best. Woodstock is hands down the best character in this series. I'm okay with Linus and his stupid fucking blanket. But everyone else, I'm just over.
Like, why is Linus's head so misshapen?
Isn't there a thing, like, if you lay a baby down wrong, their head misshapes?
It is.
That's what happened to Linus. That explains why he still has the
but
blanket.
But it's the top of his head.
Maybe since he's a cartoon character, maybe he had an anvil dropped on his head constantly.
Yeah. Because, like, if you look at it, like, his head slopes down and then, like, back up.
He has old man forehead. It's like if the artist, if Charles Schulz was like drawing the cartoons and is like, oh, I need to make this head round, and he sneezed and went, I'll just go with it. Anyway.
This is what we're going to draw from now
Linus
on.
Linus looks like a doofus. I'm cool with it. Whatever. The fucking telephone cord is made of the same material that Charlie Brown's hair is.
They look exactly the same. Is it just a telephone cord glued to his head?
It could be. Just walking around, just hot gluing telephone wires.
I mean, if you were a bald 7-year-old, wouldn't you try to glue stuff onto your head to make hair?
So I know Peppermint Patty's got a thing for Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Chuck.
Fucking hated that. Like, stop calling him Chuck. I know Charlie Brown takes it like a champ, but God, it's annoying. They just set up Friendsgiving.
They did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have a Friendsgiving? We had Friendsgiving when we had friends.
All of our friends are somewhere else now. That sounded so ominous. They're just in a different town at their own homes.
I mean, we're not allowed to see her. Wait. We have a friend that lives 4 blocks away and we're not allowed to see
her. That's a fucking red phone.
Yeah?
Does Peppermint Patty have a line to the Batcave?
Is Peppermint Patty...
Batgirl?
Like, secretly... part of the Bat family?
The distant Minnesota cousin. And it's not a bat, it's like a weasel. Weasel lady.
Why is it automatically a weasel? Aren't they all supposed to be Badger. Like
Miss Badgers
flying
of Wisconsin?
Things?
Minnesota, what is a golden gopher? That's the mascot of the college. So they'd be like she'd be gopher lady.
Why wouldn't it be gopher girl? Because the alliteration. Come on.
No, it's gopher lady. I feel Peppermint Patty just doesn't want to be called girl very often, so she chooses lady.
But alliteration. But alliteration.
We're not Stan Lee writing this.
I'm trying here.
I know you're trying. Also, course, Linus doesn't have a lot of hair.
I was
going
to say, admittedly, like, he's got more hair, but he's not got a ton of hair.
This is
like the girls have normal hair and some of the boys have normal hair, right?
All the boys were born after they dropped an atomic bomb.
Like, I need to see more of the boys because I think that most of the boys have normal hair, don't they?
I think the only one that has normal hair is I think Schroeder has normal hair.
Okay, I can't remember any of their names, like, to be fair here.
I was trying to think of two of their names outside Pigpen and Schroeder. Like, that's it. Like, at a certain point, you just kind of lose track of,
does
like,
the
all this.
Does Pigpen have, like, buzzed hair, so he doesn't count?
It could just be dirt.
It
could just be hair from a cat that the cat coughed up.
I mean, some kids have like really close shaved heads and stuff, but it does not look like Charlie Brown has a shaved head. It looks like he has lost his hair. He looks like an old balding man.
I told you, Benjamin Button. Snoopy's the only reason this is popular, right?
I don't know.
Like, I know Snoopy has got like a lot of love. But Snoopy is the reason that this shit, like, people enjoy this shit, right? The greatest character in the Peanuts cartoon lexicon. Woodstock.
Living in a really poopy tree.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, their relationship's pretty funny.
Poor Woodstock.
He's gonna F up Snoopy.
Now we got
what
songs.
What is this? Why? What? What? Okay, that was kind of cool.
I'm really confused, but...
Hey, look, it's our apartment.
I mean, we've got a lot of stuff in here right now trying to get ready for Christmas.
It's just us this year, and we're like, yeah, who cares?
It's basketball. It's about half as big as he is. Where did the garage door go?
It got lost in the thing. It's with Charlie Brown's other hair.
Because it was like sticking 2 foot out from the garage before, and now it's gone.
There's a lot of just... I remember playing basketball on Thanksgiving Day.
I missed the point where what... Oh, I guess they're getting the table.
They're getting
I know that he said he was getting something, and we talked over it.
It's a ping pong table.
For Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Is that what they use? Is a ping pong table? That's a really cool idea. It would work now.
It would. I mean, not now, but later.
Have you... I've never seen you play a sport. Did you ever play ping pong?
My aunt and uncle used to have a ping pong table and I played with him.
Were you okay at it?
I was moderately okay. You know that my uncle is very competitive. And so he got real into it.
Oh, is he doing like the serves where he's standing like 6 feet from the table, like, like sounding like
real into it? But you know, he also used to be real into playing basketball outside of his house, and would like frequently
I've had that fucking happen to me with our lawn chairs.
Like he, like they chased you like this?
No, it snapped my hand and in it. Lawn chairs are dangerous.
Yeah, they kick you. See that?
That lawn chair just whooped that dog's ass.
It is continuing to beat that dog's ass.
Oh, and it's a turn. Still chasing it.
Okay, that was kind of amusing.
He just bit the leg of a chair.
That's what dogs do.
Does that mean that chair has to get a rabies shot now? Or checked for rabies?
I mean, it's a chair. Do you check chairs for rabies?
I think in this case you might have to. I mean, the dog is talking to other animals.
No, he just destroyed the chair.
Nothing. You're going to wear the same shit because it's a cartoon. Cartoon characters don't change fucking clothes.
Some of them do now.
Now. We're talking like 19... Meow. Meow. They're like, this is 1970 or 68. I don't know. They never change clothes.
All three of these characters have normal hair. All three of these characters have normal hair. What?
So there's that whole thing with this where like Franklin's on the one side of the table and this is, we're getting to this point and like the entire rest of the cast is on the other side of the table.
What?
Just wait.
Oh no.
Well, at least fucking Snoopy took the net off.
Oh, good grief.
What are they making? Just toast?
Are they only gonna have toast?
It's like the bet. Yeah. Also, I've never seen a toaster like Charlie Brown's using in my life.
I mean, this is also really old.
I've seen every other toaster, but this thing, like, also, I've never had a fucking toaster pop bread out that high. It's just like, it's just a little.
Okay, so that was a ton of toast. and popcorn.
Because nothing says Thanksgiving more like toast and popcorn.
Oh, God. And pretzels and jelly beans.
Did they make the jelly beans? Because, I mean, he was stirring something.
And an ear in the toaster.
There's always one thing that gets us in these, and it's always with Snoopy. But yeah, that one chair is made of rope. I'm pretty sure of it.
I think it's wicker.
I think it's wicker. I knew someone.
So he destroyed that chair, and now it's back.
It's back from the dead. It's like the COVID minx. Have you seen that story?
No.
Minks are rising from the ground in the Netherlands that have like a rare COVID.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, it's just their bodies bloating, but they're popping up from the. So people are like, 2020 is giving us zombies now.
I mean, if there was a year for it to happen.
Yeah, it's this one. I want to know how, like, is Snoopy's doghouse like the TARDIS and it's bigger on the inside?
It has to be.
Have we ever seen inside of it?
We have not.
So does that make the American Dr. Snoopy?
Probably.
Is Snoopy a time
lord? I would believe it.
Is Snoopy a fucking time lord?
He's a time dog.
Time dog.
No?
Yeah, we'll go with it. Snoopy is a time dog.
Aw, poor little Woodstock. So mean.
Snoopy's a little demanding.
He did just cook an entire large meal.
This is like some 50 Shades of Grey bullshit going here. It's like 50 Shades of Snoopy on poor Woodstock. Told you.
They are now locked in a trunk together. That looks vaguely like the Mystery Machine.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Zoinks! I think it's the first time I've ever got to do that on a show, and I'm here for it. You know what movie we need to do on this?
The live-action Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. The second one, not the first one.
Because the first one's actually good.
The second one pisses you off. Like, if you're a fan of that cartoon, that second one should make you mad. God. Those puff fucking sleeves.
Our life? Yeah.
No, he looks like he's going to a 93 prom. I also love the cork musket.
I mean, it's every craft fair ever.
There's always those stupid guns that you can pop like that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Every craft fair ever. You can buy a cork gun or you can buy a marshmallow gun.
The marshmallow guns are more fun.
The marshmallow guns are way more fun. And I still vaguely want one as an adult.
Why is Charlie Brown complaining about what Snoopy's wearing?
Because how can he serve the food? Why are you letting your dog serve the food?
That's number one.
He broke it.
There you go. Charlie Brown's like, you know what? Get to working, dog.
Come on. You are my servant now?
This is borderline terrible.
Borderline?
Borderline. Franklin's pants are giving me life.
I think I might own a pair of those pants.
I think you do.
What just happened?
Did they just did a COVID handshake.
Why is there such a big table if they're only inviting over
social distancing.
Five people?
Social distancing. I'm telling you, I think everyone's on one side of the table and Franklin's by himself.
Oh no, he sat in a broken chair.
Yeah. Why is Peppermint Patty in the wicker? I told you! Franklin's on the side by himself!
That is awful. And also, where did they get strawberry milkshakes?
I don't know.
Like, who Snoopy brought out the one cloche with the food, and then all of this other food just, like, showed up.
Their Thanksgiving is what would have happened if my mom would have let me go grocery shopping when I was 13.
I mean, admittedly, they're 7, having a Friendsgiving.
Their parents let them use a stove?
Apparently, well, I mean, not technically the dog used the stove.
And 5 toasters?
Technically, the dog used the stove.
Since they use so many toasters, does this mean Charlie Brown's parents just, or Linus's parents just got married and that's a bunch of wedding gifts?
Maybe.
That's the only explanation.
So it is toast, popcorn, pretzels, and jelly beans. That is their entire Friendsgiving meal, is toast, popcorn, pretzels, and jelly beans.
I mean, that makes a meal, right? That's all the major food groups.
And Snoopy is plating and just throwing plates at people.
I have done that on a holiday. Peppermint Patty looks mortified.
I don't know how everybody is handling this.
Is someone going to be mad that there's no turkey?
Yes.
Is it Peppermint Patty?
Yup.
Peppermint Patty's the original Karen.
Kind of got the hair for it. Oh, Snoopy's embarrassed.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? You're 7. No one can fucking make those things. Holy crap. Also, why does she call her Peppermint Patty, sir?
I've never figured it out.
Like, I know there's a lot of questions about
there's
that.
There's a lot of questions.
But it's like, why is this constantly sir? Like, does she owe her her life or something? Is it like when Dwight tried to walk out of the, like, call Jan to get Michael fired and now he has to do Michael's laundry constantly? Is it that?
I don't know.
Like, I'm a little baffled by this.
I've never figured it out, but I don't know that I've looked that hard.
I don't think we ever find out. Also, Snoopy looks like he's been playing around with Pigpen. You know what's interesting about the first two we've done in this run?
Hmm.
They have very little characters in them.
They do.
Like the Marcy, Peppermint Patty, and Franklin. That's it. That's your extra in this one. Because I think the Christmas one has everybody.
I think so.
And you only see Lucy for like 4 minutes. Like this, that, I think that opened.
Yeah, she wasn't even invited to
Friendsgiving. No, Lucy didn't even get invited to Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, how much of a friend is she? How much of a friend is she to Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown invited people to the Friendsgiving. How good of a friend is she?
And here's Linus doing this whole, like, here's why families love this shit.
Blah, blah, blah. Here's your good moral of the story. Aww.
Yeah, no, your dog did.
You let your dog cook jelly beans for Thanksgiving.
And toast.
You present.
Also, how many loaves of bread is that? That had to at least been 2 loaves of bread.
Just buttered toast.
Buttered fucking toast.
I mean, I like buttered toast as much as the next person. But also, if you served me buttered toast as my Thanksgiving meal, I might question it. Also, where are their parents and why are they not providing Thanksgiving meals?
Are their parents dead?
There's adults sometimes, right?
There's only the teacher that I'm aware of. Also, you know, they can't, like, we can't understand the teachers. It's wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Are there no parents?
What if they killed their parents?
Is it Children of the Corn?
Ah! Well, it's Minnesota, so it'd be Children of the Snow.
I can't even with you.
Children of the Lakes, because it's the land of 1,000 lakes. That's why the Los Angeles Lakers are actually named the Lakers, because they were actually original from Minnesota.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Here's your fact for the day that you learn here on Cinecrap. Well, apparently Grandma's still alive. And has not been ran over by a reindeer.
It's not Christmas yet.
Also, how quick is he going to get this fucking food? Is Grandma going to Uber it? Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Peppermint. Is our real name Peppermint? Like, his last name Patty?
There's her name Patty and her nickname is Peppermint.
No, I think her first name is legit Peppermint and her last name's Patty.
Addie's not a good last name. Maybe it's your middle name. Maybe this is like the Southern double name thing.
Oh, where it's two different names. Yeah.
Where your name is like
Mary Sue.
Mary Sue, or.
But fucking Snoopy's still making popcorn. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Maybe this is the double name thing.
They're all just loading up in a car. Snoopy doesn't get invited?
Snoopy doesn't get invited to Thanksgiving.
He cooked it.
Snoopy doesn't get invited to Thanksgiving.
That's shitty. Also, why are they not spending Thanksgiving with their family? They killed him.
So, it's Charlie Brown and his sister, who should be going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
Right. Charlie Brown and Sally.
But yeah. There's also four other kids going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Also, is it Lucy Linus's? Yeah, Lucy and Linus are related. Where the fuck is Lucy? Lucy's like, I'm actually going to go spend time with my family, you tchotchke kid. Like, I'm out. Like...
So,
fuck you,
like,
and your
they're
blanket.
Bringing four random kids to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
No COVID test.
I mean, admittedly, I guess I used to bring random kids to Grandma's house for stuff too, though.
But not like that. Not on a mat. Snoopy's gonna come out with like a fucking Thanksgiving feast, isn't he?
Probably.
That's what I want. It's like, I want Snoopy to save the day.
I need to know what's going on here.
He's building
this water cooler in the back is really pretty, though.
You know, the cartoons look nice still. Like, you can tell what they are for the day. You know, Snoopy's about to drop a turkey and meal. I know, I feel it.
I'm not wasting a good food on these fucking kids. These ungrateful brat children.
Is that a turkey? Oh my god. Woodstock's about to eat a turkey.
He's not a turkey.
But it's still a bird.
Doesn't matter. He's not a turkey.
I have done that a lot this week.
We have had a lot of turkey.
I'm going to assume those are potatoes and not just whole onions.
I'm going to say potatoes and green beans and carrots and...
Radish?
It looks like radish.
It's the only thing that makes sense, right?
Yep.
So they get an act... They got an act... They had a... So Snoopy has an actual meal set away. And this is how this ends, probably. It's just,
or just the two of them.
Yeah. Is it... Are we going to watch them eat for like 5 minutes?
Surely not.
I mean, that seems very apropos for this shit.
Oh. Oh, we can just slice straight through the turkey. Oh, to get to the wishbone.
Yeah, so I
that, of course, Snoopy does not get.
I hate that. I hated the wishbone thing as a kid. And that's it.
Oh, they got pie, too.
That is a pumpkin pie or a sweet potato pie.
I'm going to call it pumpkin because it makes more sense.
It could just be an orange jello pie.
That would be terrible.
So Snoopy had this food the whole time. He really did say fuck him.
Fuck your kids.
Snoopy wins for this one, and I guess
I don't give a shit about your kids.
I guess that's it for this episode of Santa Crap. Like, these are short. We did not realize that going into them. We're like, 45 minutes. Cool. That was, I feel that was a little bit more bearable than the Halloween one.
I feel like it was a little more pointless.
No, Thanksgiving. Do you see something here? Really quick, I want to point something out on the Apple TV Plus picture.
That they made a new picture to go as the cover photo?
Yup.
That is not a still from the actual cartoon for the cover photo?
No, this is why people have a problem with this particular special, is because Franklin's just over by himself. Like, it's...
Came out in 1973.
What a fucking shit show this was. We're going to do the one Christmas special. We might end up both. We might do both in that episode. Because this is just a piss people off. Yeah.
Marcy's not in the title card.
What the shit? She's not.
All the rest of them are. Marcy didn't make the title card.
Wow. Poor Marcy. Marcy just got left off.
Marcy did not make the title card. They could have had her at least like standing behind somebody.
Or just in the background, like, hey.
I was there too.
I hate when they do that for characters. Like, Marcy plays a big part in this episode.
Yeah.
Or I guess this little mini special. I don't know what these were titled. I
don't know.
That's it for this episode of Cinecrap. Fuck me. We'll be back later this weekend, live and High School Musical. We are going to get that out of the way.
We're all in this together.
Fuck me. And then starting next week, the 25 Days of Christmas begin on Tuesday. So prepare yourself. We are figuring out what Christmas movies and specials we are doing this year for this, because we're going to try to at least get this down. I know Brian and I are doing one. I'm not going to tell anybody what Brian and I's what special we're doing.
Did he pick it?
Nope. But I'm going to tell you this. It is not streaming anywhere. That should be the hint.
Okay.
That's the hint we're giving. And then we're going to do the Charlie Brown Christmas. And then I feel like we're going to do one more Christmas thing. I don't know what it is yet.
We will figure out some Christmas.
I know we did the specials for live that one year. Don't really want to go back to those. We could do the Heat Miser, Cold Miser one, though. We've not
done that. I
want to. One.
I really like that one.
So we'll do that. We'll do some Christmas stuff.
I know it's crap, but I like it.
Next year, like, I don't want to do it this year because 2020 has been so shitty. I want to tackle Santa with muscles, but I can't do it this year.
I don't want to do that one.
Also coming up, a bunch of episodes of live, articles out the wazoo, 25 Days of Christmas right around the corner. We hope you have fun. Don't forget to vote in our tournament. Is there anything you want to add?
No. Happy Thanksgiving.
If someone can figure, tell me why Charlie Brown's bald, we would love to know. We will see you on the next episode of Cinecrap. Let's all go to the damn movies. But not this one.